we're gathering for the 16th of June, Day of the African Child, which is an internationally recognized day. The one in Harare, they were gathered at Jameson Timber's house, and the one in Chinoy, they were gathered at the CCC offices. So we are receiving reports for the one in Harare that there were quite a number of injuries. Some are saying that they have sustained broken bones, arms and legs because of the violence that they faced at the hands of the police. Those are the allegations we are receiving at the moment.
Now they are supposed to appear in court on Tuesday. What is the violation?
That's the thing, James. What are they being charged with? From what I've read, they're saying that dishonored or disorderly conduct or something flimsy like that. But in Zimbabwe, only public gatherings are supposed to be sanctioned by the police. But what we see from these two gatherings in Harare and in Chinoy, one was held at a CCC office and the other one was held at a private residence. So none of them were public gatherings. You do not need police authorization or permission to hold those events. It's just like with your own home and you want to invite some friends for a birthday party or a funeral or whatever it is. You don't need permission from the police. So it's a big mystery to say, why were the police there? Why did they come there? And why did they disrupt these gatherings? Because there is no report that the people were being disorderly. There are no reports that the people were being violent. They were just having their meetings, and the police pitched up, and they allegedly brutalized people. And, of course, we know that in Harare, and quite a number were arrested.
Of course, the police, violated Section 37 of the Criminal Law Codification and the Reform Act because they gather unlawfully.
Yes, that's the thing, because there is nothing like that. It's only when there is a public gathering. That's where the law stipulates clearly that you need police permission to gather in a public place, in a stadium, wherever, you know. But this was a private residence. You do not need police clearance for that.